I peeped into the living room and was relieved to see Purse Nichols stretched out in his favourite spot in front of the TV, and Paddy the Paddy Melon was right behind him.
"It seems they will get on well with each other,"
Athanasius said with obvious relief. I turned to the kitchen. "Let's all fetch our coffee and take it into the living room. We can watch them." No sooner had I taken a step than I heard another shriek. I spun around to see Paddy sitting on top of Purse Nichols. Purse Nichols was running around in circles, apparently trying to dislodge the Paddy Melon. Oleander clamped her hands over her eyes.
"I was hoping that wasn't going to be a problem. Enid said she has a robot vacuum cleaner and Paddy likes to ride around the house on it."
Oleander and Athanasius didn't stay long. Perhaps they were afraid I would change my mind about Paddy. After I showed them out, Purse Nichols was still watching Starsky and Hutch, much to my relief. I poured myself a glass of wine and leant back on the sofa, momentarily distracted by the Torino flying around a corner. I wondered how many of those cars they had totaled during production. I was certain the detectives were going to try to pin this one on me. After all, I was a stranger to town, and Detective Power had thought I was wearing a disguise. I would have to take matters into my own hands.